Welcome back to the Speakeasy Law Podcast and part three in this series.
Mary Barra has said by 2035, GM's whole line of cars is going to be electric, and I believe it. I drove a high-performance electric car the other day for the first time.
Oh, what'd you drive?
It was a Tesla.
Nice.
And I was excited to drive it because General Motors has cars coming out with that same horsepower, if not more, and I just wanted to know what it felt like. And I'm not necessarily like
a car guy. For those of you who can't see, he's pretty excited.
It
right
blew
about
my
that.
Mind. I mean, when I stepped on that accelerator and, you know, my
it
stomach.
Just took off.
Yeah. And so GM now has, you know, the EV Hummer coming out, the whole Cadillac line, the Lyric coming out, all these electric vehicles now that General Motors is going to be right up there with the rest of these manufacturers. And then all the other manufacturers. That's the new way. And for people who say, oh, no, you can't talk me out of a 6-liter V8 engine. That's what I drive, or a diesel engine. Yeah, where do you drive one of these? And it scares you how fast they are, you know?
Well, the reason I asked is because I've always been a believer in horsepower. I like to feel when I hit that gas pedal, whether it's diesel or gas, I just want to feel that American horsepower under my foot and know I'm in control of the vehicle. The other day I'm watching TV, which I don't do often, and I see these people drumming as they're going down the street. The driver of the vehicle has no hands on the wheel, and he's driving a GMC pickup.
It is.
And I said, oh, shit, I'm going to nail Matt with this when I see him. From a personal injury attorney standpoint, hold the wheel.
Yeah.
If you can control your vehicle, well, you don't have to anymore.
Yeah, well, that's...
They're smarter than you are.
That's coming, too. That's called Super Cruise with General Motors. And you know, it's very right now specific, and there are only certain places you can drive, and it's through OnStar, and it's through GPS, and it's not every road. You can't drive... You know,
on 41?
No, you can't. Not
yet. If you're driving on 41, you still need a lot of metal around you with airbags and everything else.
You do. But, it's, you know, within the next 20 years, that's just how cars are going to be driven. And it's amazing to me how fast this is going to happen, you know.
In our lifetime, we're going to see it.
It's here.
I don't think 20 years, I think you're being a little... way technology is advancing, 20 years might be a little far-fetched. I mean, in the last 2 years, lawyers have made leaps and bounds in our technology, and we're usually slower than anybody to make changes.
Yeah.
So I think in the next 20 years, I think you better shorten that a little bit. I'd say 10.
I think you're right. I mean, just that Hummer EV alone coming out right now, we're talking about a full-size SUV and a full-size pickup truck.
That's totally electric.
1,000 horsepower, totally electric, 0-60 in 3 seconds, and can go almost 400 miles on a full charge. I mean, that's amazing.
It's insane.
It is. It
that's
is.
Insane. So not even thinkable 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I'm going to have one on my lot in, you know, 60 days. So, it's exciting. And so I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad I have the experience I do behind me, you know, the 21 years behind me, and hopefully another 21 years ahead of me in this new day and age of vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, in the last year, I'll be honest with you, I never thought about buying an electric vehicle before, but seeing just the technology, seeing these vehicles come out. And, you know, I drive 7 miles to work and 7 miles home. And I'd fill up my tank maybe once every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't do a lot of driving anymore.
Right.
Especially with COVID. After COVID, we don't even go to court anymore. It's very rare.
Yeah.
So my mileage was cut down by half.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, why do I need a gas vehicle?
Right.
I'll plug it in every night.
That's it.
I go home every day.
Yeah.
It'll pull exactly what I need it to pull. I don't really do long distance driving, but if I do, I have a vehicle for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. So I have one gas vehicle in the household, maybe. But I could see myself getting an electric vehicle, and I never thought I would say. I was always that guy that would, oh, no, I'll never drive an electric vehicle. That's insane.
I
sound like Tim the Tool Man Taylor would do that voice.
Yeah.
Well, when you're talking about horsepower.
Horsepower, baby. Oh, I trust you. You throw me tools, dude, I'm a happy guy. But it's, you know, it's the wave of the future. You're right. And when you, I mean, I've thought of it, but I've never heard it said your way. It's going to be not catastrophic. It's going to be cataclysmic.
Yeah, it is. And it's here. It's not
it's here.
Even like, well, you know, it's here. It's happening right now. And
I knew the CEO of GM decided, hey, this is where we're going. This is where we're going to be. But I haven't heard that from Ford or Dodge or Chrysler, whatever you want to call them.
No, you're right. Mary Barra, from General Motors, it was kind of like a three-prong commitment that she had to all electric vehicles, you know, no traffic and zero accidents, you know, so zero emissions, zero traffic, zero accidents by 2035. And it's, you know, definitely a lofty goal, but like you said, I mean, it's something that's it definitely could be here by then, you know, and it's going to come to the point where every manufacturer, it's just going to catch on, you know, I mean, it's just going to be something that if you're not already that far ahead of it, you're going to be left in the dust.
I agree. And as a leader, she's got to be in charge of that lead and set the example and say, this is the vision we've got and this is the vision we're going. And I think the other ones falling behind on that are not, because maybe it's their market share. I mean, let's look at Ford. Ford has, you know, they build pickup trucks for guys who work, who want horsepower. And if they say, oh, we're going to this, they may lose some people. I don't know. It's all the message you're sending, and I think it's a bold statement by her. I really do. But where do you see the future of the dealership with these places like Carvana and these other places like
just buy a car online.
Buy a car online, have it delivered
to your house.
And they're advertising pretty hard.
They are. And you know, they, as far as convenience goes and ease of doing business, it's great. It's if you don't want to deal with a person and you want to do everything, you know, online and just wait for your car to show up, that's a great way to do it. For me personally, I would hate to buy a car that way. Because they literally do just show up on a flatbed at your driveway and you could refuse it or take it. And then
here's your car.
What those companies have done is they have created a separate market for themselves. And I will say this, you know, it's a good outlet, I guess, if you want to, you know, sell a car. They're easy to sell cars to because they can just buy cars and place them anywhere in the country, but you have zero relationship with that company.
Correct.
And I don't care how their customer service might be great. And I don't know enough about that aspect of it to say otherwise, but you're never going to talk to the same person twice.
Never.
If you talk to anybody at all, you know, you don't know that person or anything about them and they don't know you or anything about you and you don't live in their community and they don't live in yours. And so, you know, I know we live in an area right here where there are a lot of people, but, you know, Naples and Fort Myers still has a small town feel to it. And especially doing business with people who live in this community and work in this community, I don't think that's ever going to go away. And those big companies, those car vending machines and everything like that.
Yeah, it's all a gimmick.
It is. Well, and it's a novelty right now, you know, but when it comes down to it, having that relationship with someone, you know, on a purchase that big, I think is very important.
I mean, the first time I was driving down the highway and I saw one of those high rises with the cars in it, I looked at my wife and I said, what's the difference by having a high rise or having cars on a lot? Right now we have cars on lots.
Yeah.
And DeVoe's got 1,000 of them, cars everywhere. But the point of it is, it's just a different way of presenting the same thing. It's a car that you're buying. And there are going to be people who want to buy that way, but they're missing out on the relationship. There's people who buy insurance on the internet. Big mistake, in my opinion. They're car insurance, but they do it. And then they come to me and we have to tell them, I'm sorry, you got screwed. You bought the wrong insurance. Oh, great. Because they didn't have a relationship. They didn't have a good insurance agent. There's people who do stuff on the internet with attorneys that attorneys should be doing, but they do it on the internet to try to save a few bucks.
LegalZoom.
You know, you don't have a relationship. And that's why I love that commercial where that lady looks at her husband and says, why don't you call the box? Oh, yeah. Because right. I bought software on a box. I didn't do my research. I didn't do the right thing. You try to save a few bucks. And I think that's insanity. People are going to do it.
And I think it's funny. I forget which one it is, but one of those car vending machine companies has a commercial where they, you know, make fun of the car salesman and go into a car lot and the experience that you get. And again, some of that's legitimate, but I would like to see a commercial of someone who gets a flat tire the day after they get a vehicle and they don't know who to call. Yeah. And they call us and they call the person they bought it from, and that person they bought it from tells them exactly what to do and where to bring it and how to fix it. And if it's, you know,
takes care of the problem.
That's exactly right. So, and listen, I know that sounds like I have this like old school mentality. I like to walk into a place. It's not old school at all. And we are also on the forefront of technology as a dealership and as a company. We have an internet department. If you want to buy a car from us online, you can do that without talking to anybody at all. You can do it all through email, and we operate that way too for someone who
for those people.
So we'll deliver a car to anywhere in the country.
You accommodate both markets.
Yes.
And that's great. I mean, that's really, as a law firm, we've had to do the same thing.
Yeah, we do the same.
We've had to accommodate people where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And some people didn't want to come in the office during COVID. They never had to.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, I can't tell you, hundreds of clients we've never met.
Yeah.
I don't personally like that, but I call them, we talk on the phone, but we could have represented you and I wouldn't know it.
Right.
I would never have known it because, you know, we never met.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets away from my core that I don't like that, because I like meeting everybody who is a client of the firm so that they know me and they can call me if they ever have any problems.
Yeah.
And I can see that in your business as well. It matters.
It does.
It matters to a lot of people.
But we do have those people who just don't want to come in. They don't want to deal with anybody. And that's fine.
Perfectly fine.
We can handle that. So for us, when COVID happened, luckily, we were already starting to accommodate those people. We already had Zoom calls set up. We were already offering initial consultations via Zoom. So that was amazing for us. Is when once, sorry, I was waving at the girl. We were good. And then I realized Nicole. I got sidetracked. So, Tom, you can cut that part out. But oh, you want more? I told her you were good. I'm sorry,
Nicole.
Well, I'll give her the head nod. Okay. She comes back.
Thank you.
So yeah, for us, it was amazing because once COVID happened, we were already experiencing that. We already had our account set up. We were already ready to go. And so we started offering our initial consultations via Zoom. And there were so many attorneys who were just starting to try to figure out the process after it was too late.
It was too late.
So prior to COVID, even though we were doing it, we were offering it, very few people took us up on that offer.
Yeah.
I mean, to schedule a Zoom initial consultation was rare for us.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. And then, but we had it. We had it all set up. There was a structure already. So it was
great. What I was going to say, you guys had to adapt faster than we do, though.
We did.
Much faster.
And you know, and I think that maybe that was a silver lining in some of it, that it pushed us into having to do business a different way, you know, delivering vehicles to people's houses because they didn't want to come in anymore. You know, people doing more online rather than coming in and sitting down in an office. That's stuff that before we didn't want to do. And now it's common.
It's a common every day.
Yeah.
It's a part of doing business. And I think that's from the, do you see a difference between the older generation buying cars and the newer generation?
I think that it's starting to merge together more now than before. There was a big separation, gap. A big gap between the two, you know, even 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think now between Casey, what you were saying, COVID kind of forcing everyone to be a little more tech savvy because they can't go places, between that and technology being so much user friendly and easier to use and you don't have a choice anymore, it has then now, you know, definitely made that gap a lot smaller between those two types of buyers. I see it every single day.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I see it different in our business, that the older generation is less willing to use technology and the newer generation is front forward, all technology. I mean, it's, and again, we see it in different areas too. So you're in Naples.
Different areas as
Naples,
well, yeah.
Has a, I would say, on the whole, more than 50% are people in their 50s, 60s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a younger generation in Naples, but it's not as prevalent as the older generation, which I'm part of now and been for a few years. But I think the shift to technology has been less for the older generation. It's kind of a more of a force thing than it is thing. But our clients in Tampa.
Oh my gosh.
And
never
Orlando,
come in.
We've never seen them.
Right.
They don't
literally
want to come.
I haven't
seen,
I haven't been in my Tampa office in a year and a half.
Yeah.
We don't have to go.
Yeah.
And they're like, doom, doom, doom. We never have a problem with them. But the people in Port Charlotte.
Yeah. Port Charlotte's like, when are you coming back in
office? When are you coming back in the office? We need to come in and see you. And Marco Martel, our office, our attorney in Port Charlotte, he's got like a revolving door.
Yeah.
And in Fort Myers, we used to have that. But now the revolving door slings a little slower in Fort Myers because there's less people coming in, which is great.
I would say in Fort Myers, we have a nice 50-50 mix of, you know, people
younger
coming
and
in
older.
And people that just want to do everything via internet.
Yeah.
Port Charlotte is all in person, almost.
All in person, all
Tampa,
day, every day.
They don't want to see us.
Right.
They don't care. No.
Yeah.
We're good. We researched you. We're fine.
We're good.
Well, there is so much technology in a new car now.
Oh my God.
You know, when we're going through the delivery process and when the salesperson is sitting there with, you know, the new buyer, I don't care what age they are. At some point, you just look at that person as you're talking and you're going and they have the deer in the headlights look.
Yes.
Like they just want to drive away in their new car
away.
But we want to make sure they understand everything. So what we tell every single customer is, I don't care how many times you have to come back here, I'm going to give you an overview, I'm going to tell you the stuff you want me to tell you, but if you got to come back here once a week for 6 weeks, stop back, we'll show you everything. We're used to that, you know. We used to joke around because now they adjust themselves, but we used to joke around, our two busiest days were the year were the Monday after the time change. because everybody had to come back to the dealership to get their clock changed, their digital clock changed on the radio. Now they do it themselves, but the radio does itself. But there's,
that's funny.
I mean, even when we get a new model in, there's so much technology in it. There's the amount of hours of training that we all have to go through just to be able to explain how that works to a customer. It's a lot involved now.
Now, I got to tell you a funny story, and this is going to tell you about me. It's going to tell you a lot about me. I bought my wife a new car. So I go to pick it up at the dealership with her, and she got massage seats in her car because, you know, she needed them,
right?
Like everybody does.
Must have.
Must have. Yep. So, of course, she's in the driver's seat. I'm in the passenger seat, and there's this young guy, probably 21, and he's explaining all the tech in the car to her. And I have zoned out 5 minutes before then because this seat is just massaging me. I actually fell asleep while this guy... hit me, and I'm like, oh yeah, what?
Yeah,
I don't need to know. It's your car. I don't need to know the tech in your car. I'm gonna move it from here to here if it's in my way.
That's
all. I'm never gonna be allowed to drive this car.
That's awesome, though. That should have been a commercial for the massage seats feature in that vehicle. Like, here's how good these were.
I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, this is good. We need to drive in this car more often.
I think this has been a good flow of conversation.
Me too. Like it went real smooth. Yeah. I hope I'm not talking too much.
No, you're doing great.
That's perfect.
I mean, awesome. The five steps were fantastic.
Good. Thank
and
you.
Especially that last one.
Yeah.
Dude, that's heaven on earth.
That.
That's the type of stuff that the people need to know. But no, I think it's been absolutely fantastic. No, really, really good. I couldn't ask for anything better. But the guy who does our podcast, who cuts it down and stuff, he'll probably love that, Tom, and say, oh, yeah, that's great stuff.
Good.
Now that Matt's done such a great job as doing this podcast, we're going to start asking personal questions about him. So, Matt, how long have you been married?
We have been married now for 9 years.
What's your anniversary date?
Oh, man. March.
Wrong answer.
March 11th.
I have a good personal question. Well,
March 11th what?
9 years ago, almost.
don't send this link to your wife. So I just want to show you guys this picture of the Italians I'm talking to.
Okay.
With your hands.
Yeah.
Surrounded.
Yes.
I know, so, when you told me to be careful not, you know, knocking my hands on this, that's why I've had my hands down here, because all I do is talk
with
my
hands.
Yeah.
It's so funny. So for anybody listening, I actually just had a photo taken of all of us. And in the middle of taking the photo, I'm sitting normal, but they're both talking with their hands. It's pretty funny. So a couple of Italian guys.
That's why she's sitting so far away from us.
Yeah. I know. I didn't want to get hit.
Right, right.
I was afraid for my safety.
All right. Names of your kids.
Gino, Ava, and Josephine.
What are their birthdays?
I got those.
You got those?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought I had them there.
Gino's is in January. Ava's is in February. Josie's is in October.
Good for you. I couldn't do that. There's no way.
I know the exact days and everything. For some reason, their birthdays follow this weird kind of OCD thing in my brain, too. So I got those down.
Lucky for you. See, I can't remember dates. My wife actually bought me a blanket to keep on the back of my chair.
Yeah.
So that it has our anniversary date on it all the time. And I still forget.
Well, let me tell you something else significant, and this was completely random, but it's super cool. My son, and this was just because it's a family name. You know, his first name is, you know, from his grandfather. His middle name is my name, and our last name, Cola. My son's initials are GMC. They really are. And
that's
was
hilarious.
Completely random. And when Mark DeVoe found out, he came in my office, and he's like, so listen, I heard your son's initials were GMC. That's awesome. You know, it's crazy how that worked out, how random it was. I'm like, random? I'm like, Mark, that's the kind of company man I am.
I deserve a raise.
Wait till little Buick is born next.
Don't forget to subscribe and like the show on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen.